I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny today. Expect a high near 77. Two Southern Illinois courthouses are reopening today after a bomb threat yesterday. The Williamson County Courthouse in Marion reopened at 1:15 yesterday afternoon. Officials said a bomb-sniffing dog found no explosives in the courthouse and the facility reopened. The Franklin County Courthouse was evacuated as well as the county office building on the southeast side of Benton's Public Square. Benton Police, the Fire Department, and Franklin County EMA closed the public square to traffic. A U.S. Air Force canine team responded from Scott Air Force Base. The two buildings were searched. Nothing was found. The courthouse and county offices reopened there around 1 o'clock. Investigators are still looking into just what caused the bomb threat or who called it in. It was received by the West Frankfort Police Department just before 9 a.m. A man who helps lead a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C., visited the SIU School of Law yesterday and says the rise in violence toward police is not an easy fix. WSIU's Brad Palmer explains.
John Malcolm oversees the Heritage Foundation's work to increase the understanding of the Constitution and the rule of law. He says there are bad apples in police departments across the country, and peaceful protests can help, but violence is counterproductive. He says we need to remember there are thousands of police-civilian encounters every day that do not result in violence.
I think that police officers who have very stressful jobs, who wake up every day like soldiers, going out, throwing themselves into harm's way to protect the lives of others, deserve a lot of respect. That does not mean that there are not problems, perhaps even in some small cases, systemic problems.
Malcolm and General Ed Meese co-authored a report that pointed out violent crime rates are increasing in places like Chicago, St. Louis, and Baltimore, but decreasing in places such as New York and Los Angeles. He says best practices need to be shared between police departments and with political and community leaders. I'm Brad Palmer.
State Senator Chapin Rose, a Republican of Mahomet, says he's filing a new measure designed to launch major changes in higher education in Illinois. Citing the high out-migration of students to other states, Rose says he hopes to make it easier for Illinois students to enter state schools by creating a common application for all 12 public university campuses and guaranteeing acceptance for any student who finished high school with a B average. He also wants the state board to help determine what each public university campus does best, rather than replicating existing programs. But despite recommendations from other lawmakers, Rose says he doesn't want to close any campus.
To simply go out there willy-nilly with an axe like that makes no sense to me. But to keep doing what we've been doing, with this sort of out-competing ourselves with just growth, 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 mission creep, is accomplishing the same task.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.